there is one other issue I want to discuss with you, because this is fascinating to me. News broke Friday and Saturday about the Buffalo Bills potentially 2024-2025 could play a season at Beaver Stadium. Now, some things, a lot of things would have to happen. Their lease is up with their current stadium in 2023. If while their new stadium is then being built, they might need somewhere to play in 2024. It was mentioned to some reporters in New York that Penn State and Toronto are possibly in play there. It would make sense. Terry Pegula is a Penn State alum, owns the Bills, paid for Pegula Ice Arena. So I want to ask you a couple questions here. Would Penn State want this, Ben? Would Penn State, all things considered, having to have a college and an NFL team in a tiny little town with hotel, you're there. Would if Buffalo wanted to come play a season at Penn State, would Penn State actually want to do it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, and I think it's really an extension of the problem they've had trying to figure out whether or not they want to do the Winter Classic. You know, it's the parking lots in the winter are not great. It is, you know, doubling up on the amount of things that are happening every week in town. It is, where do we put all these people? And I think it's one of the things that kind of gets overlooked. And I know at one point the thinking at least was that for the NFL to play at Beaver Stadium, Penn State's going to have to give up control of certain things. It's going to have people that it can't boss around come in and tell them what to do. And I know for the Winter Classic, that has not always been Penn State's favorite sort of thing to think about, which is, you know, here's our facility, do whatever you want to it. You know this as well as anybody. Penn State's a very insular kind of hanging on to all the buttons and levers that make things go. You've got to be willing to give some of that up. Now, at the end of the day, if you can bring in an NFL team, if you can, you know, help out the local economy and give yourself some, you know, an extra day on TV where everyone goes, wow, that stadium's really big. You know, that's probably not the worst thing, but I do think in the long run, it's going to be a pain in the butt. But if it brings in more money, and Santa Barbara's talked a lot about what do you do with Beaver Stadium when there's not, you know, Penn State in it, that's certainly an option.
You would think it would bring in a lot of money. I mean, you would think if Penn State was going to go this route that it would have to be financially worth its while. And I would think that it would be. We're talking a lot of money. But again, Beaver Stadium needs its own upgrades. I mean, Beaver Stadium, do you really want to be playing into November and December, okay, at Beaver Stadium with some issues going? Beaver Stadium's going to need the renovations itself during some of these off seasons. So the hotel factor, could they possibly schedule Penn State on a Saturday and the Bills on a Sunday? I would think not. I would think that would be almost impossible. So the logistics of doing that with the Big Ten schedules and the NFL schedules, again, I when I first saw this story, I was like, wow, that would be freaking awesome. And ever since then, I've gotten more and more like this would be a catastrophe for Penn State and Center County, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and if nothing else, putting 100,000 Bills fans in the same place seems dangerous enough as it is. So.
Would the townsfolk want? I mean, are there enough hotels? I mean, could it conceivably happen?
I mean, I guess in theory, because you figure that a lot of these. I mean, it's a good question because you'd have to know how many Penn State fans are coming from State College on any given weekend, and how many of them are just going home at the end of the day. But yeah, I mean, it's a struggle. We've got a lot of new buildings here, but they're not all hotels. So, I mean, I suppose in theory you didn't have to make it 100,000 people. If you're playing at Beaver Stadium, you could make it less. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of logistical questions. I'm sure if they can get it to work and can get a lot of money for it, you're interested. But otherwise you go, you know, this seems like a big pain in the butt.
All right, I appreciate the extended time. Good discussion, man.
Yep, thanks for having me, Corey.
Ben Jones from State College.